We are talking college basketball right now. I'm joined by the head coach at Michigan State, recipient of 8 National Coach of the Year awards, led Michigan State to a national championship, 8 Final Fours, 9 regular season Big Ten titles, 6 Big Ten tournament titles, 22 straight NCAA tournaments. He is a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. Michigan State is 8-3. They're 2-0 in conference play. They're number 15 in the AP poll. They are hosting Eastern Michigan on Saturday night. My guest is Tom Izzo. Tom, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Well, Jim, it's great to be back. I hope things are going well for you.
Things are going great for me, Tom. Good to hear your voice. Nice to have you. Let me start right here, Tom. I had Leonard Hamilton on the program yesterday, and we started off by talking about how he and his team dropped a video of them singing Silent Night. And I don't want to make this an arms race or anything, but earlier this week, your team's official Twitter account posted a video of you and the team doing Jingle Bells at the Tom Izzo Christmas show. You killed it on the accordion. What do you make of how your guys did with their vocals?
Well, I did kill it on the accordion, and kill it not in a good term, but the only thing I was better than are my guys' voices. How's that? I think I used them to drown my bad play out. But, you know, we had some fun, Jim. It's been a little bit of a stressful month for us with things, and yet we're coming back out of it, and it was kind of good to get everybody there laughing and singing. And yet, then we had to go on and play Northwestern and found a way to win. It's been a strange year in the Big Ten. We're the only team that's got a road win now the first, 14 games. So a lot of season left though when you play 20 games, and we're kind of trying to reinvent ourselves a little bit and, making some progress.
We're talking to Tom Izzo. All right, so what about that win over Northwestern? That was last night. Maybe you had a few more turnovers than you would have liked, but you did dominate in the rebounding department. How pleased were you with how your guys hit the glass, and how big of a role did that play in coming home with a win?
Well, it played a big role. You know, we had a 14-point lead, and you're right, we did turn the ball over too much in the last – hell, we had a 12-point lead in the last 2.5 minutes, and but I really like Northwestern. They've got a good young team, brand new facility. It was nice to see. But I thought our rebounding then leads to our fast break, and I do think we're running the ball as good as we have in 20 years. So that's a positive. I've got a hell of a point guard in Cassius Winston, who kind of is the straw that stirs the drink. And if he gets in the open court, you know, he's got a lot of ability to find a lot of people, and I think that's what makes rebounding important, is it leads to our good break. What hurt us last night is 16 turnovers that they got 24 points, so they were kind of turnovers for touchdowns where they went down and either shot a quick three or got a layup, and we've got to clean that up, as you do in all sports, if you're going to be successful.
We're talking to Michigan State head basketball coach Tom Izzo. Tom, you mentioned Cassius. I'm going to ask you about him in 1 minute. I do want to ask you about this piece Armin Katayan did recently, a great video piece of you a few weeks back. And to me, the footage from practice is amazing. You're running all over the place. You're firing guys up. It seems like the passion has never been higher. I mean, watching you got me fired up. It seems to me you're more motivated and more passionate than ever before. Does it feel that way to you?
Well, you know, I think right now our team has needed a little something. You know, as you say, we've gone through a little bit of a tough time with Cash and his family. And I think, everybody tells me you got to try to get back to normalcy, which is not easy to do. And my leader on the floor is him, and it was difficult for him. So I think I had to step in a little bit. But I do feel good. You know, I enjoy what I do. I mean, I think we've got some question marks in college basketball right now, but I still love what I do, and I still I think you have to have passion and energy. And speaking of that, you know, when I watch you or listen to you, you haven't changed much either, so maybe we're cut out of the same cloth.
I appreciate you saying that. I hope that's true. Tom Izzo joining us. You know, we got a battle. We have to appreciate it. We have to respect the process and keep going to work. You know, in terms of Cassius, you've had to deal with the passing of Zachary Winston, the younger brother of Cassius. Zach was playing college ball, and a lot of guys on your team knew him. For those who did not know him, what kind of an impact did he have on Cassius and everybody around him?
Well, you know, it's when you say that they were closer than close, you know, you're always supposed to be close with your brothers. But he had two brothers, one a freshman in college, one a sophomore, you know, 2 years younger than him. And they went to a place, Albion, which is about 45 minutes from here. They were here all summer. So it wasn't just Cash's brother. It was my player's friend, you know, and great kid, great student, just couldn't fight the demons. But it's been a different something. I guess I haven't faced before. It's uncharted waters, and you know, when you deal with suicide, it's different than an accident, and because the blame process comes in, and you know, and between him and his mother, there's a lot of blaming going on. I mean, amongst themselves, you know. Cassius, I should have done more. His mother, I should have done more. And that's been hard for Cash, you know, but he's starting to realize that some things you don't have control over. And that's what I'm trying to help him get through. But, he's been good statistically in a lot of ways, but he hasn't been himself, and he's getting better. And, last night I even saw a few smiles. So, that means we're heading in the right direction.
We're talking to Tom Izzo, the head basketball coach, Michigan State. You know, Tom, you've had some really special players in your time there, both in terms of ability and in terms of leadership. I could run down that list. Guys like Mateen, Draymond, Tum-Tum. We'd be here all day listening, guys. I know Cassius has a spot on that list as well. Aside from his National Player of the Year ability, what is it about him and his wisdom that makes him so unique, so special?
Well, you know, you just named a few guys, and, you know, Magic went here, of course, and Draymond and Mateen, but Cassius has that same ability, has that sixth sense to just make other players around him better. What makes him different than Mateen or Draymond or even Magic, believe it or not, is he can really score the ball. I mean, he can really shoot it. He's a point guard that can score it, you know, a little bit like a Scott Skiles was, and yet he's so unselfish that he's just endearing to his teammates. I mean, he really would rather pass it than shoot it. And so that makes him so valuable to our team because we need his scoring, but people feed off him. And when he's right, we're right. When he's not, it's an effect on us. So I think that's what makes him with Mateen. And as you say, you know, Draymond was those guys that have the ability, the basketball intelligence. Everybody, Cassius has very good academic intelligence, but his basketball intelligence is off the charts.
Tom Izzo joining us. You know, you mentioned Draymond. Speaking of Draymond, I had Golden State GM Bob Myers on the show the day before he and a number of other members of the Warriors organization and team came to your building for the Draymond Green jersey retirement. What was that night like for you, and what does Draymond mean to you?
Well, the night was as strange as it could be, you know, beforehand, Bob, and it was amazing how many people the Warriors brought out, and of course we played Duke, and we played poorly, give Duke credit, they played well, but it still was a night that you just kind of look back, and there's certain people, you know, Mateen was the first one, and Draymond was kind of in the middle that really carry my career, you know, coaches are only as good as the players they coach, And for Draymond, you know, he went from a guy coach to a friend, and friends can tell friends whatever they want, you know. And I say there's times Draymond tells me what he thinks of me, and there's times I tell him what I think of him. But there's a lot of love there, and that night was special. And he was it was a tear-jerking night for him to realize his number will be in the rafters for the rest of time, and I think I was amazed what all he's accomplished, that it meant as much to him as it did, and yet it made me feel good that it did mean that much.
We're talking to Tom Izzo. I appreciate those thoughts. You know, there might be more gifted basketball players than Draymond. Maybe even you've had more gifted players than Draymond, but there aren't many better than Draymond. How do you explain what makes him so special?
Well, it was easy for me, you know, when people came knocking at the door to ask about him, you know, and everybody said he's too short, he's too fat, he's too this, he's too that, he doesn't shoot it well enough. And I kind of agreed with 90% of them. And then I said at the end, but he does one thing that is important to you. He wins. You know, he just knows how to win. He's the toughest, most unselfish winner, you know, and I'm sure Bob told you, and you know, they got a lot of great players on that team, but he's kind of the anchor. He's kind of the guy that he can stir a lot of things a lot of ways, but believe me, as good as some of those players are, I don't think they win three championships without him, because he just could make the big defensive play, the great screen. He was the ultimate dirt guy. You know, he did all the things that were down and dirty in there that freed people up, that got a big rebound, that made a great assist. Maybe the things that the analytics guys don't look at as much because is he hitting a three or scoring a lot of points? But the guys that, you know, are coming off those screens like Steph, he just has a way of moving them. And he's a valuable, valuable guy and one I use every day here.
Tom Izzo, my guest. Let me so quickly follow you up on that as a final thought. Like in football, Tom, yesterday was National Signing Day. It can be easy to get caught up in the rankings. You've talked about recruiting OKGs, our kind of guys. What is an OKG for MSU?
You know what, Jim? One thing I love about your show for all the years I've watched it is you do your homework. Because anybody could come up with the OKG means you did your homework. You know, our kind of guy just means he doesn't have to be, you know, the McDonald's All-American or the best. He's got to be a guy that has some toughness. But maybe more important than anything, you know, wants to win. You know, we're in a day and age, especially in basketball, where personal agendas take over. And you got guys that want to win. You know, I look at Magic. I really feel LeBron's that way. You know, there's certain guys. Draymond is still one of the best at it. And I'm looking for guys that want to win, that want to be part of a program that has a family base and get along and appreciate the guys that built it before him. But the toughness thing is just big for me. You know, I say you can win a lot of games with certain players, but championships are won with tough people, and both mentally and physically, and that's kind of what we look for.
Tom Izzo, head basketball coach, Michigan State, led them to a national championship. 8 Final Fours, 9 regular season Big Ten titles. They're 8-3. They're 2-0. They're number 15 in the AP poll. Next up, they are hosting Eastern Michigan on Saturday. My man, Tom, so good to get caught up. I appreciate you. I appreciate that. Merry Christmas, and great to have you back in the jungle.
Well, happy holiday to you, Jim, and thanks a lot. Don't forget about me. Have me on again. I'll see you later.
You got it. Tom Izzo, never forget about you. Tom Izzo, Michigan State head coach. What a great conversation. Good to have him back.